Hey everybody, it is sunny, beautiful day outside. Get outside, enjoy yourself if it's sunny where you're at anyway. Brian Reynolds here, I hope you're doing well. Just wanted to talk to you just a little bit. It's been a minute, so hello. I was out looking at property the other day. My brother and I, my brother went with me, and we met an interesting fellow, a property owner, and he was talking about how a house fell on him, and he's got some suggestions of what to do. I recorded a little video of him. Charlie's his name, really super good guy, and you could jump over to our Instagram channel. That's right, Appraiser E Learning has an Instagram channel, so jump over there and check that out. It's a little video with Charlie and I. And Hal and I put some video content out occasionally over on the Instagram, so check it out. But on the way back, we stopped for lunch, and then my brother and I were driving back, and he said, "Hey, do you think somebody's a blankety blank?" I'm gonna change the words and say jerk. How's that? "Hey, do you think somebody's a jerk if they were to correct someone?" And I said, what do you mean? And he said, "Well, I'm just curious as to your opinion. You know, do you think that someone is a jerk if they were to, for instance, say, you know, you're saying a word incorrectly?" And I just looked at him and I said, "Todd, what am I saying incorrectly?" And he said, "Well, will you think, seriously, do you think that somebody's a jerk when they correct you or try to help you? But some people take it as a criticism and they get mad." And he said, "I'm just curious about your feelings on that." I said, "Look, if I'm doing something wrong, enlighten me. I like to do better. I certainly don't like to be wrong. Do you like to be wrong? I don't know who on the planet loves to be wrong." So I said, "Tell me what I'm doing wrong and let's see if I can fix that. Come on back and I'll share the word with you and also show how I'm going to tie this into appraisers and acting and behaving in a professional manner. In fact, adhering to our minimum requirements. Come on back and join the conversation." Hi, this is Brian Reynolds. You're listening to the Appraisal Update Podcast, brought to you as always by the very fine folks over at Appraiser eLearning. We have lots going on. If you need some education, check us out at appraisereLearning.com. We're going to be in Colorado Springs coming up. Man, that's just around the corner. That's in April, and that should be a great event. So there's still time to join us out there. We've got a host of great panels. You can check that out at appraiserelearning.com and check the events tab, and you can find out all information about the appraisal conference and trade show brought to you by Appraiser eLearning and the National Association of Appraisers. We would love to see you there. So yeah, Todd and you see my brother if you jump over to the Instagram and watch that video of Charlie and I, the homeowner that the house fell on. But I pan over real quick and show my brother so you can kind of see what he looks like too if you want to. But yeah, we're driving down the car and he said, "You think I'm a jerk if I point this out?" And I said, "Just tell me what I'm doing wrong. It's not supposedly. There's no B in there. It's supposedly. Supposedly." "Yeah, I'm trying to fix that. I'm trying to do better. In fact, I just taught USPEP last yesterday, and I caught myself. I was up there, and I said, supposedly. I mean, supposedly." And the young lady over there smiled, and I said, I got it right the second time, right?" She said, you did. So guys, I just wanted to take a little moment to say, listen, nobody's perfect. We make mistakes. I'm working on a new word. Blair corrected me and Blair, I'm working on it. I think I got it down. I'll share it with you next time I'm there, but we can all improve, right? If I've been saying that wrong for years, please shake me. Tell me now. I'm just going to give you a fair warning. I might not be able to fix it. You know, I'm from Kentucky and we talk a little funny anyway, right? So, but I will try. I will try to improve. And I don't get offended about that. I don't get mad. I thank you for telling me what I was doing was wrong, because now I'm going to try to take steps to improve. And practice makes better. There's no such thing as perfection. No one is perfect. No one can be perfect. Practice makes better. I've teased for a long, long time. We as humans, we as adults tend to lie to our children by saying practice makes perfect. No, it doesn't. Practice makes better. In fact, USPAP says perfection is impossible to attain and competency doesn't require you to be perfect. I love that. It's my favorite quote of USPAP, in fact. But let's look at this document real quick and let's tie this together with a little bit of what I want to share with you, okay? So we're going to pull up the current edition of USPAP. And so here it is, the 2024 edition of USPAP. If you haven't taken your new 7-hour USPAP update course, I encourage you to do so. I mean, you may have done an appraisal, might not have. I hope you've done an appraisal since January 1st. And if not, I hope you get one really, really soon. And so you need to make sure you're adhering to the current edition of USPAP. And you can see this took in effect, became effective January 1st. So let's look at it real quick. I want to get down to the development portion, okay? And standard one is the appraisal. Standard two is the report. I talk about that a lot. Standard one is the appraisal. Standard two is a report. How can you report something until you develop it? Kind of hard to do, isn't it? The for appraisal review, it would be standard three and standard four, right? So I want to jump down to standard one, and I want you to look right here for a second, okay? It says, to keep abreast of changes, social change has had an effect on appraisal theory and practice. To keep abreast of these changes and developments, the appraisal profession is constantly reviewing and revising appraisal methods and techniques and devising new methods and techniques to meet new circumstances. For this reason, it is not sufficient for appraisers to simply maintain the skills and the knowledge they possess when they become appraisers. Each appraiser must continuously improve his or her skills to remain proficient in real estate appraisal, real property appraisal, excuse me. Each appraiser must continuously improve his or her skills to remain proficient in real property appraisal. So that's what's telling us is we've got to be willing to continue to learn. You know, CE, you talk about, oh, I got to get my CE. And we all complain about it. You know what CE is? That stands for continuing education. You have to continue your education. Hey, I want to pause right here. You know, since 1978, LI Administrators and Insurance Services has been offering E&O insurance to valuation professionals just like you and me. LIA applies superior customer service, exceptional liability education, and simply unparalleled claim defense to serve well over 10,000 real estate professionals all across our lands. LIA offers commercial bonds, general liability, even cyber liability, and so much more. Visit liability.com today to learn about how LIA can help protect you and your business. I'd like to thank LIA for their continued support of the Appraisal Update podcast. And hey, just another quick shout out to LIA. They are also now sponsoring the Appraisal Report webinar. And we certainly appreciate their support of everything we do over at Appraiser eLearning and appraisers in general. You typically see them at the conferences. And so they are a big supporter of our profession. Thank you, LIA, for all that you do. So at the end of the day, think about how you can improve. Read a book. Personal study. Take a specialized class. You know, instead of taking something you've had seven times over and over and over, take something new. to learn, to expand your knowledge base. You know, Scott Cullen and Tim Anderson offer little non-CE classes with Appraiser eLearning all the time. They're informative. They teach you techniques. They show you how to do different things. Typically, they give you a template as part of the course registration. And these are, I mean, we're not talking about a ton of money here, you know. Just skip going out to, my God, fast food these days is $40, right? So anyway, read a book. Take a drive with your brother and have your brother critique you whether you ask for it or not. That's what my brother did, right? So I'm trying to not say supposedly anymore. I'm trying to say supposedly. And if you're in my class or if you see me, you hear me mispronounce something, I may have to say, look, I'm calling a chest of drawers, Chester's drawers, right? That's how we do it in Kentucky. Sorry, that's not changing. But if it's something that I can practice and improve and it makes me better, I thank you for that. And I welcome that. And we all should be willing to improve and hone our skills to be better appraisers and, quite frankly, just be better human beings. Thank you very much for listening or watching. You can watch these on our YouTube channel, Appraiser eLearning. So check us out. We put a little video content in there a little bit. And just like today, I referenced USPAP so you can kind of see that. Certainly, you can listen to it. That's the whole premise of the podcast. We appreciate that. We welcome your comments. Even if they're tough comments, bring them on, right? Maybe it will help me to improve. Until next time, please stay safe, make some money, and happy appraising.
The Appraisal Update Podcast is brought to you by Appraiser eLearning.